Welcome to our sixth and last class for the course. So, it'll be our last class, but it won't be the last time that we all work together, I'm sure. So it's all good. And I'm sure the other people are going to be coming on because I know some people did say that they were going to be a little bit late. So, welcome everyone to the last class. Now, today, we're gonna do what we usually do. We're going to go over what we went through this week. And then also, I think really importantly, I feel, in any kind of training we do, any kind of intense learning that we do, sort of, I want to take some time at the end to sort of project forward how we're going to use some, if any, or all of the stuff that we've gone through, how we're going to, practically speaking, use that in our lives or try to apply some of it in our lives. So that'll, we're going to talk about that later. Okay, everyone?
Good.
Okay. All right. So let's say our prayer, shall we? Okay. I'm going to take a big, deep breath. Dear Mother, Father, God, Divine, Universe, Source, all that is, we come to you with open hearts, with open minds, and open spirits. We come together in this sacred circle of trust and love to share our experiences, to be supported on our journey, to give support to others on their journey, in realizing that the road home is within, that the road home is always there, and through the help of the angelic guidance and spirit guides and the divine, that we will always, always, always be led, that we will always be called towards our highest good. We pray that this time that we have together enlightens some part of our mind, some part of our being, and also enlightens our family, our friends, and the world. We put out the intention of love. We put out the intention of surrender and support today. Thank you very much. And so, this being the last week, in many ways, you know, this week comes back to the first week. It comes back to the first week was align with source. And this week is surrender. Surrender what you've so meticulously planned. Surrender that you know how and why. Trust that source and the divine will guide you towards your highest good. And usually it is better than you can figure out yourself. And deep within your heart, let go. So, really, in the first week, aligning with source, you know, and the way that this, I'll come back to this, that, you know, the way that this came to me, I didn't understand, really, until it all got out on paper and it all was sort of worked itself out. I looked back and I went, oh, the very last line of this is let go. And the first thing that we, besides the breathing, the first thing that we worked on was the meditation of let go. Because, you know, I think that, you know, when we progress spiritually, and when we progress, you know, mentally and physically also, it's like a spiral. You know, it's like a spiral where we go around and we come back to the same place where we were, but we're one or two notches above that same place. Mm. So we're in the same place, but we look at it a different way. And if we keep going around the spiral, we keep going up, and we look back to where we were, and we look at it in a different way. So actually, that's the first thing that I wanted to bring up with all of you. You know, I know that when I, let's just take this idea of let go. Coming back around and looking at that concept or that experience, and through our experience, through our dedication, through our trial and error of that, I know that I have a different experience of what let go is. No, actually, I'm going to tell you a funny story. This is a really funny story. When I was young, I went through transcendental meditation training. Anyone else here ever do that?
No.
No one else did it?
Nope.
Okay. This will show my age. TM was really, 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 really big in the, you know, the 60s and the 70s, you know. And it's a very specific kind of meditation process where you learn and you go through, you know, I think that it's like an intensive thing where you go, you know, every day for a week or 2 weeks or something for a talk about meditation, spirituality, and you learn how to do this transcendental meditation. And it's like, you know, 6 hours a day, and it's very dedicated. And the end of this whole process is the guru. You go in, and the whole thing is so you get your own personal mantra. Everyone knows what a mantra is?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So you get your personal mantra. Well, it's very, very sacred, and it's very, you know, everyone in the class, the guru is, the way it works is he gives a talk, and then he usually will go into another sacred room, and one by one, the student goes in and sits with the guru, and the guru will give you your own specific mantra. This mantra supposedly is channeled from the divine to him to give through you. And it's usually some kind of a Sanskrit words. And I'll give you just a little bit of background. This is like 1970s, in the late 70s for me, probably. And I remember it was so sacred, and we were all lined up, and I got together, and I get called into the room, and I sit down across from the guru, and I cross my legs, and we start to breathe together. We share a breath, and he starts to hum. It was all told you do what the guru says, and you follow him, and then he will at some point whisper in your ear your mantra. And he will whisper it, and then you have to repeat it, and then he will start to do the mantra with you for a little while so you get the hang of it, so that it sinks in. And from then on, your mantra, that is your mantra, and you can never tell anyone. It's a big secret, it's a whole thing. I'm going to tell you the secret right now. Because you have to think about, this is in the 70s. This is the late 70s. And I'm sitting there, and I'm humming with him, humming. And then he leans over, and he goes, "Sha, sha, sha." And I go, "Okay, sha, sha, sha." And then he leans over and he goes, "Day, day, day." And I go, "Day, day, sha, day, sha, day, sha, day, sha, day." And does anyone know Sha Day, the singer, Sha Day?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
As I realize I'm saying Sha Day, I start laughing. And I'm like, and I can't, and I'm like, Sade, Sade, I'm trying to be serious. And as I start, I can't get the picture of Sade out of my mind. And I start laughing. And it's like when you're at a funeral and you can't stop laughing sometimes, or at those inappropriate moments. And I had to just excuse myself and walk out. And I walked down the street and I just laughed and laughed. I'm like, Sade is my mantra? Sade, the smooth operator, is my mantra. And I thought to myself, okay. And in that moment, you know, I remember sitting outside. It was in Santa Monica. It was very pretty. And I sat down on the side of the street and I just shut my eyes and I was like, what does this mean? And I got this very strong message there. I mean, I know now it's really from my spirit guides or from the divine saying, your mantra is what you make it. It's not what someone else gives you. It is not what someone else gives you. Although I'm sure there's very many mantras that mean a lot to people that are given to them. But I got this very strong message. It's like, don't try to go through someone else. You already have it. You already have it. So in that moment, I was sitting there on the street, and I started saying, let go, let go. And it had the same rhythm, and it was doing the same thing. And from then on, let go became my mantra, over and over and over. So that's a long way, because I wanted to tell you a funny story, back to let go, you know. And every time that I sit and I use let go, it's always different for me. It's always a little different for me. So when I'm interested in all of you, you have a funny story, that'll be good. But coming back to this idea of this lesson, when hearing that last thing deep within your heart, let go, let go. Now, what was people's experience with, let's just talk about let go from the beginning to now. Have you had any kind of shift in how you let go, or your idea of let go? Is it more mental? Is it more physical? Is it spiritual? Does anyone want to chime in on this idea of approaching let go? No. Okay. All right.
I'm just being quiet to give everybody else a turn.
Yes. Oh, my, because I like talk a lot.
Okay. If we didn't have talkers, we'd just have a lot of crickets. That's okay.
Yeah.
You want to say something? About let go?
About what my experience has been?
With let go.
It's kind of hard to describe, except it's been a lot of, my head definitely feels lighter. And therefore, I think my body feels lighter too. And like this morning, I finally listened to the audio this morning because my internet's been down, and I was just like, it's okay not to care about anything. You don't have to have any plans for anything. You don't have to have any goals. And I was thinking about, because there was a time in my life that I used to teach classes and tell people how to set goals and make plans for their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, geez, I don't know if I could do that anymore. I don't know if I'd even know the first thing about it. Mm. And I don't even know if I'd believe the first thing about it.
Mm. Ah. Wow. That's a big shift.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. And that's going, you know, sort of the pendulum from one, you know, there's always room, you know. We can't just, you know, in this space and time continuum, when we've got this body here, I'm living here on this earth right now, this is a creative experience. So we can't just, you know, do nothing, although that's what we're really talking about here, is that the base is to let go and actually not have goals in a way and hear the divine speaking to you, so we don't try to make the goal ourselves, and then take action in the world, and then that's called inspired action. That's interesting, though. Keep working with that, because it's very, very, very. It's very common that once we get this sort of idea of letting go and surrendering, our first is like, oh my God, I'm not going to do anything. Well, we're still creative beings. We still will do things in the world and create things. But it's like we have to swing all the way over there, because like the thinking of God and in spirit is 180 degrees away from the thinking of, you know, this planet and this.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's like we got to go all the way over there so we can find the kind of middle ground of how we can do that at the same time of moving our life forward on some level.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different for everybody, different for everyone, for sure. That's really cool, really, really, really cool.
Anyone else have any? Go ahead.
Oh, I just said cool. That's really cool.
The I'll bring up the Course in Miracles again because I bring this a lot. You know, one of the main lessons is I need to do nothing. And that lesson is really all about what we're talking about here. It's all about, you know, when we really can sit and do nothing and let go, that's when creativity really starts, actually. When you let go and you don't worry about doing, because we'll always do. We'll always do, you know, for sure. So go ahead.
Because I find that when you're not doing, so to speak, you know, when you allow yourself more time to rest and relax, and you do get more information, don't you? You do find the answers. You do get that creative urge, you know, because it's almost like when you're not being and you're doing too much, they can't get the messages through to you because there's too much going on in your mind. You understand?
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, but, and the other thing is, with this course, I find letting go is much easier than it was, say, in week one. I'm not as dramatic now. You know, when you feel an emotion, you'd be stuck in that emotion for days and going, oh, my God, where now you just sort of acknowledge it and you're like, oh, cool, okay, you might shed a tear and then you just move on. So letting go is easier.
Yeah.
And you don't attach to it.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's exactly it. You don't attach to it like you would for days on end and then, you know, physically get ill or whatever. You know, you just let it go.
Yeah. That's great, Rachel. That's really great. And I think, I mean, I feel really, really, really pleased that that's something that's happening for you, because it really is that right there. If there's no other nothing else, that would be an amazing accomplishment for this course.
Mm-hmm.
An amazing accomplishment, I think, in any course actually. Can anyone else relate to that?
Yeah, definitely.
Max, isn't somehow these two things are coming together for me. Isn't letting go the same thing as being in the moment?
Well, because when you let go, then you are in the moment.
Right, because you're not in the past, you're not in the future, you're right here. Because I've been really working hard on trying to stay in the moment.
Yeah.
So the letting go piece is more, for me, letting go of all the other peripheral stuff to be able to stay right here for a second.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's been hard. It's been really hard.
And it is. It is. Go ahead.
But it takes, you know, it takes practice, and that's okay. You know, I mean, that I think that was maybe my biggest learning experience is trying to do that. You know, I, like Rachel, I'm in the middle of a breakup as well, and it's so hard not to look at the past and not to wonder what the hell is going to happen in the future. You know, if I just stay right here in this moment, I'm okay. I'm safe right here in this moment. And it's been helpful at some point.
Yeah.
I don't stay there all the time. I wish I could, but,
no one does. As long as we're in this body, we won't. We won't, but we will know how to get back into it when we need to, you know.
Right.
And the more that you do
right.
it, that's why I'm a huge, huge believer in that. The discipline of meditation is what really helps us to be free.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
And it's
through that discipline of meditation that you find that time to be in the moment, to be here, to be right now. And the more you do that in meditation, I don't know about all of you, let me just ask you, has it bled into your waking self, your waking life?
Has what? Because what
when you do your meditations and work on being in the moment right now, right here, has that bled into your real life? Like when you're walking around in the world, you suddenly go, I'm right here, I'm right now. You know, on some level.
Yeah,
that is where, because there's no other time but now. And Yeah, and our ego will keep going because usually it is fear on some level that's pulling us away from the now. Fear of what I did in the past and what I'm going to do in the future and how I'm going to plan that thing out and all these plans that we have. All these plans that we have that in many ways they can be good, but if the intention is coming from somehow your ego separating yourself from others or whatever, then it brings you away from love. It brings you away from God. It brings you away from the angels. And you can't, and Rachel, you said it so perfectly. You know, it is that chatter, that mind chatter, is the thing that keeps distracting you from being the real you that's just sitting there just experiencing life and just experiencing, you know. Any other experiences with, like, surrendering or letting go?
I'd like to share with the group that one of my biggest obstacles, especially during the, going on the spiritual path, is the trusting. You know, because I don't see the angels around me and because I don't necessarily hear them or feel them, it was hard for me to let go knowing that I am supported. So as time went by in the course, and if you recall, Max, you know, I was also taking that other class once a week too.
Yeah.
That coincided with this because I was learning a lot from that class as well. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, for everyone to know, the angels are always with us, and if we give them permission to come in, they come into our lives and they help us. And that just because you can't see them, it doesn't mean they're not there. So I had to, it was kind of difficult for me, but I learned to let go somewhat and trust that they're there. And when I need them, they're there. When I need guidance, they're there. That I would go into a meditation, and sometimes I get answers, and sometimes I don't. Maybe because it's too much mind chatter on my part, or maybe I'm not ready for the answer, or for whatever reason I'm not connecting. But to just always trust, and like you said, Max, to allow. And I was this was my biggest fault. I kept getting in my own way. So as I tried to allow and to let go and to surrender, to be in the present moment and just let things happen, things do happen a lot easier. The other thing I needed to let go of is the expectations of what, when, and where, and how. And when I don't put a timetable on something, things do fall into place. You know, just because I want something to happen, it doesn't mean it's going to happen. It's not the right time for it to happen, but a week or a month later, it is the right time. So I needed to let go of that too. Attachments to outcomes and all that. So I learned a lot from this, Max. Thank you. I really did.
You're so welcome. I think that's huge. That's huge. And I'm going to challenge you all even further in this idea of letting go of our perceptions, letting go of our expectations and all of that stuff, is that, you know, one thing that I believe is very, 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 very powerful, and I think that all of you are in the place now that you can even kind of contemplate this, of letting go of the idea of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Letting go of the idea of what our concept of what we are. Because when we can let go of this thing that we've structured, of this life that I had, this personality, this thing, if for literally the holy, a holy instant. In the now, you can go, I am open. I am part of the flowing of the universe. Not even saying, and actually not even saying that, because that's a concept, of going, I'm willing to even just let go of me for a little while and just see and just fall into the arms of God and just go, I'm letting go of me. Because when you on some level do that, you realize that we are, I mean, actually I don't want to say anything because I'd like you guys to try that out. And to do that in a meditation or to do that in, you know, go, maybe my ideas, my expectations, my thoughts, my energy that's been going towards this thing I call me and my life, what if I just was willing to let that go for a second? What would I be? And then just feel it and experience. And I know that's, I mean, it's pretty heavy, actually, and it's pretty big because, you know, it's a real affront to the ego because it's like, without that, who am I? Oh, my goodness, without that, who I am? Without that, you are all God. You're all spirit. And when we connect with that, boy, oh, boy, then you're like, ah, I'm free. I'm free. I'm totally free. Mm. And then you can say, wow. My concept of myself and life is really, you know, I've constructed all these things on some level. And through God's help and the angels' help and everything of being open to that, you will be supported and loved and guided towards, you know, you bringing, coming back to the beginning sort of the course, this kind of, this idea of bringing your real gifts to the world. And you might be doing that now, but there's even, it's so deep, and in that well of beingness is so deep, and it goes so far beyond what our concepts of who we really are, and you start to tap into that, and it's just pure joy and pure love, pure love. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it does, you know, as we move through the course, that's why, you know, that idea of looking at your anger and just sort of going, can I let that go for a while? Looking at your, you know, looking at what you're afraid of, can I let that go for a while? And asking the energies of the angels to come in and help us to have the courage to let that go, you know, to see it and say, that's not me. I am connected with the source. I am connected.
Yeah.
Did we lose Matt?
Sorry, you guys. Sorry.
I think we might have.
Good. So,
oh.
I thought I lost the connection.
Yeah, I thought it all went silent there for a second.
Hmm.
You probably lost
one.
Yeah.
On this.
Can I just say something?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Leo, I wanted to say that I am in the same place that you are.
I got cut off.
Hi, Max.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
I'm talking away and talking away. Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. Boy, that was like, whoa.
You
know, all right.
You make it a habit of talking to yourself, huh?
Yeah.
I do. Boy, it's important, actually. It's very funny, you know, because that is for us to talk to ourselves because, you know, anyway. But this, let's get back to this. Someone wanted me to not be so serious, actually, probably. But that idea of letting go and having another concept of ourselves is pretty big. It's pretty big. So I encourage you as we move forward after this to even conceive of that idea in your waking time, in your consciousness, in your
Are you gone again?
You too, Emma.
Oh, Jeannie, was it you that had something to say?
I think you.
No, it was Dan.
Nope.
It was me.
Dan? Okay.
I just wanted to say before he pops right back in, I don't see angels either. I would love to. I look for them all over the place.
Yeah, I don't either.
The thing that has changed for me is I know now that they're there, just like you. But I was just so happy to hear that you said that you don't see them and you don't I'm sure maybe in some way you feel them, but I just want you to know I'm right there with you.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Me too.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're back again.
Are you back now?
I am back. I'm thinking maybe I should try to call in on Skype because this is my cell phone that keeps going out. Let me, you know what, I'm going to call back. Everyone just stay there. I'm going to call back so this doesn't happen again. Okay?
Okay.
You're back.
What I was going to say to you guys was, do you ever see even flickers of light or color out of the corner of your eyes at any stage?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have those moments?
Sometimes.
See, that's angels, well, can be angelic presence as well. It's not
what
like you've seen them.
I'm sorry.
You see like little flashes of light? You know, the corner of your eye, sometimes you might see a quick flick of white or blue or just a quick flash.
I see movement at the corner of my eye, but when I turn, there's nothing there.
Yeah, me too.
See,
yeah,
that's
weird, there's something moving, but I do see in front of me like a spark that lasts
mm-hmm.
for a second. Like, it looks like a little tiny white dot, and it just disappears.
It's your angels. That's what they do. They send you little flashes of light, and you'll sometimes get different color light. You'll get indigo, which is, you know, Archangel Michael, or white is an indication of them letting you know that they're around. So it's interesting next time it happens to see what you're thinking about or what's going on in your life.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hello.
What were we talking about?
We're talking
angels
about tiny takeout.
Yeah, and angels.
Good. We should get
and
to angels.
And seeing them or not, and seeing them or not seeing them.
Well, yeah, and what they look like and all that.
Yeah.
What, were you talking about sparkles or seeing lights?
Yeah.
I was just saying, yeah.
And what's your experience, everyone, with that?
Some of us don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't recognize that we have it.
Mm-hmm. And some do.
Yeah, Rachel.
Yeah. I was telling everybody that I see sparkles once in a while, like a little dot, a white dot, and I never thought it was an angel because I didn't know what it was. I thought my eyes were playing tricks on me.
Hmm. Yeah. You know? Yeah. And
yeah,
sometimes.
Oh, sorry.
No, Rachel. I think you were going to say what I was going to say. What were you going to say?
I was just saying to them, when they said they haven't seen angels, I said, do you ever see flashes of lights or little specks out of the corner of your eyes or when you look? I said, because that to me is an angelic presence and you'll feel that. And I said, the next time when it happens, see what's going on in your life or what you're thinking about, because it's just them letting you know that they're around. And that's how you can get it, in flashes and little flashes of light and sparkles, and not like, you know, a big 8-foot man in front of you with wings.
And yes, and that's I completely agree. And you know, I've had a couple of very intense experiences where it was literally, you know, huge beings with major wings and wind all over my whole body. And I'm like, oh, that was a very, very, very top of the mountain intense experience that really drove me actually to. It was like 4 years ago that really happened for me, and it was like, oh, okay. I can't ignore that. And that wasn't in my head. That was not in my head, or it wasn't my eyes. It was like, oh, this is really happening for me. So, you know, it's not that it can't happen, but, you know, it happens in so many different ways, and we've talked about that before, for sure. So speaking of angels, and this week it was all about Gabriel. What is everyone – go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to ask – you one question about that. Was that during like a meditation, or were you just like out and about and all of a sudden there was like this being in front of you?
Yeah,
we need the
details.
You want the details. Okay.
Yeah.
I actually was I was in my house where I'm at right now, and I was doing, I think it was like a Saturday afternoon or something. I think I was cleaning up. I was doing some things, and I went to sit down on my couch, and I was like, I think I need to just lay down for a second. And I put my head down on my couch and put my feet up for a second. And within
suddenly, within about, I don't know, less than a minute, I felt wind all around me. And I'm like, why is there wind? And I had my eyes sort of half open, half closed, and I sensed and I saw three, very huge beings, and I could see feathers and wind just all over my body and all over actually my living room.
Wow.
And I sat there and I was like, and it wasn't like I was surprised. And it wasn't like I was scared. I just felt like, oh. It was a moment of awe. And
how long did it last, Beth?
It was probably about, probably about 3 minutes, 4 minutes.
Wow.
And as I sat there, I could really feel it. And then I felt these, and they were definitely had male energy, not female. And I know one of them for sure was a real presence for sure for me. I'm pretty sure that one of them was Gabriel, and it's weird because I picture Gabriel as a female now, but I think in that instance he was a male, and they were men, very much strong, very huge kind of feel. And I didn't see it exactly like this, but the vibration of gladiator warrior, huge beings. Uh-huh. And the wings felt huge too, and I could feel literally the feathers across my face and over my chest. And after that happened, it was like, I'd been working with angels, but after that happened, everything like really shifted a lot for me. That's when I decided, oh my goodness, my path is to do spiritual work and to keep going. And because I'd been toying with this idea before that of being like, all this work I've done and everything that to do more spiritual teaching, and maybe being, that's when I came to life coaching and all of that stuff. And then everything just sort of progressed really quickly from there. And then I call it a top of the mountain experience. It doesn't happen all the time. But it can happen, and I believe it did happen to me because I continue to let go and say, I'm not sure, I'm open.
Did you ask for it?
No, I did not ask for it.
No.
And that's what makes it very interesting to me, because I did not ask for it. And, but I always am like, I'm open to feeling the presence of God in whatever form comes, although I already have such a propensity towards the angelic realm anyway. So I think that's why it really comes to me very strongly, very strongly. And I'll tell you this, to assuage some of you right now, is that, that is like, there are times, when I'm like, are there angels around me? I can't feel anything. There are times where I'm like, what? I'm all alone. I'm not connected. And I just go, okay, stop trying to force that away. Maybe right now I don't need that right now. And so, and I used to be like, something's wrong. Now I just go, okay, I need to be right here, right now. And boy, as soon as I just let go into that a little more, I start to feel it back again, coming back again. Mm. Usually it's when I'm real stressed out and things go crazy in my life. Yeah, because I'm getting caught up in all the stuff.
Yeah.
So just know, as your spiritual path goes on and you work with angels, it's just like when you work with your spirit guides or anyone that's having a spiritual path of any sort, there are times when you feel much more that you are, earthbound. And it's like, even there's that, like, I don't believe it. All of a sudden I'm like, why am I saying that? And then I go, I need to let go. And so, it's this constant flux of experience happening, but staying open and letting go of your expectations and all that stuff is big, big, big. So that's what happened to me.
Wow.
And it hasn't happened again. I mean, so...
So have you been connected with the angels all your life?
When I was very, very young, when I went to Catholic school when I was really young, from like, you know, grade school and stuff. And I think that once I saw images of angels, I was very connected. And then it was always a fascination to me, but I didn't start having real, like, angelic kind of experiences or feelings that this is an angel kind of work going on until I was much older. I had, you know, done a lot of TM meditation and did a lot of other work. And then it just came to me. I was like, oh, this is what that is. So, yeah. So that's my experience. Now, I want to find out about you guys and about Archangel Gabriel or Gabriel. What have you guys experienced this week with that, with her or him? Did you guys listen to the meditation, the audio?
Yes.
Yep.
Tell me about your experience with that audio.
I found it to be very encouraging, very comforting, the way you said everything, the way you worded everything. I've learned to, as I was saying earlier, to surrender and let go. Now, did I feel Gabriel? I don't think so.
Okay.
But it was the inner peace that I go with, what I feel in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I don't know, it's hard to explain, but I just as I surrender and as I let go, what I find is that I have less and less fear. That's how I experience it. I don't have the fear pockets that I used to have.
Mm-hmm.
And again, even though I don't see them and hear them, I have more of a comfortability knowing that they are there.
Yeah.
It's almost as if like I know that they're there, but I'm too cerebral. I'm trying to analyze the data. And instead of doing that, I should be feeling with my body, you know. And so I said, okay, do I feel peaceful? Then it must be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was a software developer for 23 years, and it's very hard to get out of that mode for me. That was my biggest challenge, to get out of my head and in my heart.
Yeah.
Mm. I agree, Leo. Me too.
So the way I look at it now, Max, is, if I feel peaceful and nothing is bothering me, then they're there.
Good. Awesome.
So that's the reason why.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Your feelings, you know, it's like the perfect entry point, Leo. It just is the perfect entry point. Because now you're opening up to that, you start to then start to, you know, I see this course as a crash course. It's like wham, bam, 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 bam. And then most of this is like as you try to discern as you move forward, you know, like just having that ability to let go and get out of your head and have the feeling more, you know, you will start to discern more of the nuances of feeling, and the different nuances of the feelings are the different nuances of the energies of each angelic form. Like we were saying that I think in the third, whatever week that Joe Fael, when you experience beauty, when you see something that touches that very thing that goes, beautiful, wow, that is Joe Fael coming. When you experience that feeling like, I'm strong, I feel courageous, I feel this, that's Mikhail or Michael, you know, I feel, so I feel that surrender, that peace, that kind of, that when we come to Gabriel, that's that feeling. So our feelings are one of our biggest allies in any kind of internal work that we do. Our feelings will bring us to somewhere, but we have to be really discerning. You can't, because now, because if we don't, if you're not used to letting go of the mind and coming back to the moment, our feelings are being fed by our ego fears. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But real feelings, real feelings can come from spirit and not your ego. But you won't feel that to be able to discern that until you can train that head to go, shh, 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 shh. Oh, I feel it. Oh, I feel that. What's that? I feel that. What's that? You know, and then you can have a real discernment. And that's the beginning of any kind of, you know, when people start going on any kind of spiritual path, you will start to have, you know, that's really what I do as an intuitive, is that I just go, okay, I'm putting all that aside. What do I feel? What is coming to me? What's coming to me? What's coming to me? That's not from me. It's coming to me. Oh, it's that. Oh, it's that woman's energy, or it's that her, or that's her grandfather. And you feel that, and you get to discern it more, and it's just like it's like playing a piano. You get better and better and better at it. You can play, you know, chopsticks, then you can play Chopin later on. You know, you just get better and better. And for your own work, for yourself, of how to listen to those feelings and then see how they're pulling you. And even if it's just this feeling that you're being supported, or you're being encouraged, or the feeling that you're being, that you have the strength to move forward, or whatever it is. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Good, Leo. Anyone else have, and it doesn't, you know, and the other thing is, you know, these are all like, you know, little introductions to the energy of these angels. So, you know, to really work, you have to develop a relationship. So you try it again, and you might listen to the audio again. You might listen to that again, or you might just sit quietly and go, Gabrielle, are you there? Let me feel, you know. Or, you know, so moving forward, it's not like it's a one-shot, definitely not a one-shot deal. It takes, you know, practice, and it takes time, and it takes little by little by little, okay? So, anyone else have experiences with Gabrielle? Sorry, was that Rachel? Did you want to say something?
Yeah, her energy to me, because I feel the energy of Gabrielle's like female to me as well, and I felt like I had a mother figure with me all week, you know, holding my hand literally, like that mother energy around me, mm-hmm. that very nurturing energy. I felt very, I always feel loved, but this week I really felt the love. You know, just like everything's okay. You know,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I was feeling this week.
Good, good.
But I was
nice.
Protected and loved, like that mother energy.
Yeah, yeah. That's and then that comes back to that thing that it's coming through your internal feelings, not like there's a being there doing something. There's an internal something inside of you, right, Rachel? That's sort of
yeah.
why am I having
yeah.
this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it can be subtle, but when you can look at it, you go, oh, there it is. I feel that. I feel it.
It's just like everything's all right. Everything's okay. You know, it's just, you just knew it. You just felt it.
Mm, that's beautiful. Yeah, that's what her energy does for me, too. And actually, it's very interesting because this week I'm going a little bit bonkers with lots of things going on. And just before the call tonight, I was like, why am I not calling on Gabrielle? She's the one that will really help me right now. I just need to actually work with her energy a little bit because it is that, don't worry, everything's going to be fine, that energy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else have experiences with her or even just the audio, the guided meditation? Nope.
I saw her with a beard.
Ah, really?
She was feminine. She was very feminine, but she also had a beard.
Huh. Hmm. Wow. So, there, you know, androgynous. So,
mm-hmm.
did that feel right to you, or were you like, what was your vibe on that when you experienced that?
I just kept looking, and I was like, gosh, you look an awful lot kind of like Kurt Cobain.
I love it.
And, because I often think about Kurt, and I feel like sometimes maybe he talks to me sometimes.
Hmm. You have a connection with him.
Maybe. So anyway, that's what I saw.
Oh, interesting.
And she was looking out a window, like an upstairs window of this room. And all I could see that she was seeing was like passing cars.
Yeah.
And the scene was black and white.
Hmm. Was there water in it at all?
No.
No. Hmm.
Just I remember trees and cars.
I'm wondering if you're not tapping into a spirit energy, not a angelic energy.
I don't know.
I'm feeling that it's more of a spirit energy than an angelic energy. I'm not sure, but I'm feeling that very strongly, actually.
Okay.
That there's a spirit around you that you're tapping into more than an angel, which is fine. It's just fine.
Yeah.
So keep working with it. Maybe you can call that image back up and when you're meditation or whatever, and then just, you know, actually say who you can talk to them and in your head or in your mind and say, who are you? Why are you here? Do you need to tell me something? Why are you here? And then listen. And then always, you know, in the beginning, I give you that angel journal, but, you know, it's important to write things down.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to write it down after you're done. And then look back at it later on. Because you'll get some answers. You will get some answers. Sure. Okay?
Okay.
Cool. Now, anyone else want to talk about Gabriel or Gabriel?
Max?
Yes.
It's not about Gabrielle, but I just want to share something, if I may.
Yes.
Last week, you asked us about grace.
Yeah.
And this week's about surrender. And last week, you know, we put our words in. My word was magic. I went and saw Eat, Pray, Love on Saturday. There was a scene in India where he said to her, and it made me tear up in the cinema.
Yeah.
It really resonated with me. He said, when did you feel grace? And then he said to her, you need to surrender and let go of control. And she was saying to him, but I love him, which I only said last week to my girlfriend about my husband. He said, that's okay, love him, but then send him light and love. So I'm sitting there in the cinema going, oh, God, you know, it was almost like I was sending a message. Then on the way home in the car, put the radio on, the first word that came out of Madonna's mouth It was magic. Then I changed the channel, and this guy's singing magic, magic, magic like this. You've got the magic in you. And I'm sitting there going, oh, my.
It's
better. I'm sitting there going, okay, this is great. I've written it in my journal. And then probably 20 minutes later, that song Dreams by what's her name? Van Halen? Or what are they called? That rock band, Van Halen?
Oh, Van Halen, yes.
Dreams came on. And the words were, baby, just spread your wings, we'll get higher and higher. Baby, dry your eyes, your tears, that's what dreams are made of. And I heard that song in the car. Then the next morning I woke up at 4:30 in the morning, put the radio on, it was that song, again, straight away.
Oh, my gosh.
Baby, spread your wings, that's what dreams are made of, dry your tears. And it says, in the end, our dreams we depend on because that's what love is made of. And then today, dropping the kids to school, I stopped in front of the garbage bin area. The number was 2222 for the phone number with like 9438 before it. And that song came on again as soon as I saw my
God.
Van Halen again. And I've just gone, oh, my God.
Wow.
It's never happened like that before. It was like 3 days of just constant.
Wow.
I mean, what a
That's amazing.
And I was like, wow. This
totally.
That
ain't a message,
man. Yeah. And first of all, that's I'm so happy for you that you are open enough to have that, to see it, to see the connection, first of all, because I believe that's happening all the time for us. We just don't see it all the time. But what did it
eventually, what were all those things doing for you or to you? Where, you know what I mean? What was the process that was happening for you?
It was basically, to me, an indication that I'm on the right track, you know, just saying, you know, Rach, just remember to surrender and to experience grace and know that we're here and spread your wings, you know, follow your dreams, because that, if you follow your dreams, you will love yourself more, you will love life more, and you'll give more love to others, you know.
Beautiful. That's so great, Rachel. I love that. I love that. And, you know, it is that willingness to hear, that willingness to open up to that. And so just great. And I think that is just, that's exactly what the universe is set up to do. It's set up, the universe and the angels and the divine are just so, it's all set up to be supporting us all the time. And so, and just having that be a conscious experience is so, you know, you can't even, it's beyond words. It's actually beyond words. It's beautiful. That's beautiful. I love it. And I love Van Halen, too.
Me too. What's your name?
That's really, really great. Yay.
That was amazing. I've never had it like that, Max. Never. Mm. Not like that.
Good. Yeah, you're really going. You're going quick. Lots and lots and lots of stuff for you, Rachel. Quickly.
Mm-hmm.
From you're going from bottom to the top, the bottom of the mountain to the top of the mountain, the bottom of the mountain to the top of the mountain.
Yeah, Rachel, you definitely. Rachel, you definitely feel a lot lighter in the spirit.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You guys are all part of it. You guys have helped me so, so much. So much.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. Now, did anyone, thank you for that. I'm just aware of time, and I just want to ask you all if anyone worked with that little prayer that was in the PDFs.
Yes.
Tell me where to go, tell me what to do, tell me what to say and to whom. And I say that in the thing that this really encompasses the true meaning of surrender. It just really does. I mean, and it's really our choice to follow that guidance that we get from that. And I really think that I wanted to, when I was putting this together, I was like, what's the most important? And I really think that of all the things that we've done over this course, I'm just going to read it actually from, this might be the most powerful and the most life-changing thing, because it means being, allowing yourself to be actually totally vulnerable and trusting and take the true leap of faith. I mean, really, take a true leap of faith of saying, okay, tell me where to go, and then following it. Tell me what to do and doing it. Tell me what to say and saying it, and say to whom. And just knowing that as you commit to saying that prayer and having the courage to follow that. If you don't have the courage, you call on Michael and to follow that. And, you know, that's when little by little it opens up and opens up and opens up. Sort of what's happening to you, Rachel, too. And I think for Leo, it's happening for some other people, too. You know, that they're being given this divine guidance. But it does take, you know, when they say you have to ask, you know, for the angels to help us. You know, sometimes I get a little bit crazy with that because I think it does put some pressure on, you know, you're not going to get help unless you ask. That's bullshit. Sorry, that's bullshit. Let's say that. That's bullshit. We're always being helped. We're always being guided. And I think that what really that means is that we've got to allow ourselves to hear. We have to allow ourselves to feel. We have to allow ourselves to let the energy come in. And it's about our consciousness going to that level, you know. And I think that we are always being held in the palm of God, and the angels are always pushing us and always there for us no matter what, even if we don't ask. But when we do something like this prayer, tell me where to go and listen to all that, that is when you go, oh, this is how I can start working with this energy, and I can combine with it, and I can create an amazing life and an amazing experience for other people and give to the world in a way you've never given before, you know. So
Sorry for using that profanity, but I just wanted to say that.
I don't want to ask a question related to the profanity thing, because I've heard that, you know, if you cuss, if you feel anger in your heart or whatever, the angels are less apt to help you because it changes the vibration of everything, blah, blah, blah.
Angels and the divine and God do not have an ego. So they're not like, oh, darn it, they said this, you know, so I can't really help them.
Yeah.
But that is really all about, I think, behind all that, Juliet, is that it is about when we have anger, when we have these kinds of emotions that keep us separate. Usually anger somehow keeps the separation between you and me.
We can't hear.
We can't hear. I think that's really what it's about. You know, it's like, you know, what is my website called? Angels Hear Us. And they do, always. And they hear us, and we don't always hear them because we have a lot of other stuff in the way of that, you know. And I think that's basically what it is. And I get a little upset sometimes when it's like, you know, why are we projecting human limitations onto these divine beings? They're not. They're not human. They don't have an ego. God isn't sitting up there and having the scoreboard and saying, oh, well, they didn't do that. Oh, well, they didn't that.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. You know, it's much more of an energetic thing. God is this loving force that's just always coming through and always pushing us to light and always pushing us to good. And it's just that, you know, when we take actions that don't get in that vibration, we can't feel it and we can't get into it. You know, we keep us, you know, it's the we're not in creating the atonement, which is, you know, the at-one-ment of breaking down the separation between all of us.
Yeah.
Jan, were you going to say something?
I like the at-one-ment.
Yeah, that was good. I like that one, too. That one should be in Wikipedia.
Yeah, really?
Contributed by you.
Maxism.
Well,
yeah,
that's Maxism. That's a Course in Miracles. Talks about the atonement. The atonement is when we are at one with our brothers and sisters. When we're at one. And it is through our brothers and sisters that we become one with the divine and with God.
Wow.
As long as we feel like we are separate, we're not going to really experience God.
Which is so, it's so hard when you try to be at one with someone else or others, and they, you can tell that they've got an ego and they dismiss you.
But you just see the God in them. There's God in them just as much as there's God in you, but there's a personality around the God.
So I've started doing that. If I feel dismissed by someone who I feel has too much ego in the way, I just say, there's God in you. And I just go away and I figure, oh, I'll just, maybe we'll try again later. Maybe we won't try again later.
Yeah. Sometimes the most loving thing to do is say no. Yeah. Okay. So we're over our time. So I want to just put out there to all of you. I mean, we've actually covered a lot of this already, but in moving forward, when we do our closing circle, we'll use our word for this whole experience, not just for tonight, actually. But I would like to know, you know, some things that you would, if it's practical or if it's philosophical that you, moving forward with everything that we've talked about a lot, all these things we've talked about and everything that you've done, moving forward with everything, what do people think they want to do to keep this going? More meditation or what? Any ideas?
keep our group going?
No, keep the we'll talk about something about that in a second. But keep this learning of this 6-week program going. So this is, because I really believe this is hopefully the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And you, because you now all have all these audios and all this stuff, and we've learned a lot, hopefully. So, for example, after this 6 weeks, I now feel like I would want to make surrendering part of my life more, and I'll do it this way. I will, you know, those kinds of things. Anyone have an idea of how they want to move forward? Something that stood out for the course with them, and they want to practice it as they move forward in their life and their spiritual journey?
Truth for me, living in my truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not, I've almost come out of the closet, so to speak, with my spiritual work. I come from an Irish Catholic family, you know, and it's to speak to a spirit or things of that nature is just a no-no. And I'd find that I would keep my mouth shut around certain people and not talk about what I do. But now, I don't care. <'Cause it's laughs>
Yay, Rachel!
Out of quiet, you know?
Nice.
So it's almost, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I come
live your
closet and live in my truth.
Hmm. Wow, that comes back to Metatron.
Yeah, Metatron, definitely.
About your truth. About your truth.
Yeah.
And I want to say one thing about that is that, you know, if we want to be, you know, everyone else to live up to who they are and all of our us to really have this kind of world that we know can be, you know, where we all, there's no competition and that we're all supportive, we have to live our truth. We have to live our truth,
mm-hmm.
You know. So that's great. That's beautiful, Rachel. I love that. Anyone else, how they're going to move forward with this stuff, all this stuff?
I want to keep the letting go thing going. I don't do it well.
Keep letting go, and you're going to stop saying that you don't do it well.
Right. Okay.
You're going to let go of saying that you don't do it
well. I don't do it well, right. There we go. See, I told her I need practice.
I love it. No, that's great. That's a nice thing. Nice thing. Anyone else?
I would say embrace my divinity.
Mm. Wow.
Beautiful. Mm. Nice. You mean you're the part of you that's connected to everything?
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
There is no duality, and I'm ready to be of service, you know, as a healer. I'm ready to go out there and help.
Beautiful.
Letting go of that fear of that which was stopping me because I couldn't feel or see or hear the angels.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that I'm starting to get more and more guidance from them because I'm getting more and more gut feeling. So I'm embracing why I'm here, and I'm, you know what? I'm just going to let go of all the fear that I had, and I'm just going to do it just like you. You have done such a great job with this course and everything else that you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, embraced it, and you're putting yourself out there. You don't care what people say. You have a job to do, and that's more important.
Yeah. Yay.
Okay.
That's
nice
beautiful,
job, Leo.
Leah. Yeah,
yes.
Good for you, Leo. That's great. And knowing you for a while, Leo, I just think that, you know, it's that's huge. It's really great. And what I love about it too, Leo, is the simplicity of it, actually. That
mm-hmm.
simplicity of just like, you know what? It's just let that go and to move forward. Good for you. Yay. Anyone else?
This is Jeannie.
Hey, Jeannie.
Hi. I'm just planning on being more patient with myself with the process.
Uh-huh. Because
I've noticed that if there was like a day where I didn't meditate for long or felt like I wasn't fully focusing on it, I felt so bad about it, like, oh, my gosh, I should really be trying harder to
uh-huh.
do this.
Uh-huh.
So kind of like that one step forward, one step back. So, I mean, it's a process. So I think part of it is I've got to let go, which is, you know, a big part of it. But be patient with myself, too.
That's nice. Yeah, it's, you know, many times when we decide on some level to be like, I'm going to make this, I'm going to take this path, and this is going to be something I'm going to do. You know, many times we live in this culture that is so instant gratification. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I didn't have that revelation, then something's wrong with me. If I didn't have the, you know, the angels didn't come down and everything open up, then something, why, I should be doing it more. Not
right.
necessarily.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. And patience, like they say, patience is a virtue and a real virtue because, you know, boy, that's the perfect, actually, Jeannie, when you think about the whole, what Gabrielle is all about, of patience and a mother, a real mother and a real parent is patient. Patient.
Yeah.
And really, that's beautiful. I love that. Good for you. Good for you. Anyone else?
I would like to meditate more regularly.
Okay.
Twice a day, like in the morning and at night. I don't always do it. I often get it in once though. And the surrendering thing, that's been really cool, so I'd like to keep that up.
Good.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. I think everyone went. Oh, did we lose Wendy? Is Wendy here?
I'm here. I'm just listening.
Okay. You're listening. All right. did you want to say anything or we're going to start wrapping up?
No, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, my prayer for all of you is that, and I feel like all of you have, through this course, discovered something that you can actually. It's interesting, Juliet, that you say that it does come back to sort of what you were saying about, you know, this idea of, you know, goals,
mm-hmm.
and this idea at the beginning of saying, well, maybe I won't have goals. That's, you know, now it's interesting to look at this now because the idea of goals has a whole completely different meaning when we're coming from this place. When we're coming from this place, this is like this idea of how do I deepen my experience of my life? How do I give more service? How do I, do you know, so that's a different, that. So an inspired action would be, I feel inspired to meditate more. I feel inspired to, as Leo said, go out in the world and do some of this work. You know, I feel inspired to tell my truth. I feel inspired to be patient with myself. And in a way, all of those are sort of goals. And so goals aren't really a bad thing, but we're doing them from an inspired place instead of from a headspace.
Yeah.
So, and I hope that all of you moving forward, that's one thing that I would really like to leave you all with is when you move forward with your life, ask the angels, feel the guidance and go, does that feel like I need to be guided in that direction? And if you get a no, don't do it. I just had this, my mom is pretty sick, and she's in intensive care right now, and it's a pretty intense thing. But she's going to be okay. But I was talking to her. She went on a cruise a couple months ago. Everyone on the cruise got sick. And all these people, her husband, all these people got, but she got home, and she got pneumonia, and they found out there was a fungus in her lungs. She's going to be fine. But I was talking to her about it, and she's like, you know, I kept thinking, I shouldn't go on the cruise. I shouldn't go on the cruise. I shouldn't go on the cruise. And I said, well, why, you know, and she's a very, very typically religious woman. And I said, were those your angels telling you? And she said, yeah. And I said, well, why didn't you? She goes, well, that's how it works sometimes. Sometimes you don't follow the guidance, and then look what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and she would have, you know, it would have ruined a lot of people's day and their cruise if she didn't go.
Yeah.
But her internal guidance was saying, don't go. This doesn't feel right. And she didn't feel about it for a couple of weeks before. And but there's that like, oh, what's everyone going to say? And they're going to be that. So having it is a to have the courage to hear it and take the action to go there and say, I'm sorry if this sort of screws things up, but I'm going to follow this guidance. And more often than not, it's going to lead us to more peace and more joy and more love and more service in the world, actually, to help others.
I'm noticing in my own life, like, people will ask me, they'll say, do you want to go do this on Thursday? And I've had to change give my reply. I've had to say, I don't know, why don't you call me about 2 hours before on Thursday and see how I feel? I've had to do that because, like, someone will ask me on Monday if I want to go, and on Monday I'll feel totally inspired to go, you know? But then Thursday comes around, and it's like, I don't feel like going.
That works for you. That works for you. If you're getting a guidance, a pull in a certain way.
I tell people, too, I say, you know, I know that I told you I would da-da-da-da, but right now I don't feel guided to do that.
Yeah, okay.
And they don't ask me, why are you saying you don't feel guided? You know, I just say, I just don't feel guided right now.
Yeah. And no, it's very different than the way a lot of people work in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be like, you know, guided, just come anyway.
Yeah.
So having the courage to do that is important.
And it's made my life a lot less stressful.
Mm-hmm. Good, because then you realize how many things you're doing that you feel like you're supposed to,
mm-hmm.
instead of what you're really being guided to do.
Yeah.
Good. All right, everyone. We're going to go around our circle, and we're going to put our word in. And I'd like a word for this whole kind of six-week experience, okay? So I'm going to start. I would say circular. My word is circular. Circular. It's not right.
Inspired.
Thank you.
Joyful.
Love. Sorry.
Joyful love.
I'm going to say odyssey, because when you talk about going from where you start through a journey and back to where you started with a different perspective, that's like the classic meaning of odyssey.
Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Transforming.
Okay. I think that's everyone, right?
I didn't go. Jeannie here. Sorry, I'm trying to think of a word.
That's okay.
There are a lot of words. I'll say grace.
Thank you. Great. Okay. Let's all say a prayer. Dear Mother, Father, God, Divine Source, all that is, we are so grateful and so thankful to have this time together, this 6 weeks where we were guided. And sometimes we were pulled, sometimes we were pushed, but we are not the people that were here 6 weeks ago. We thank you for this never-ending journey of growth that is always happening, this support that is underneath everything in our lives, and this support that is underneath the earth and the universe and all that is. We thank all of the angels for showing us different aspects of themselves for this last 6 weeks. We thank the universe for being supportive of us. We thank each other for allowing each other to be ourselves and not have to pretend, not have to try to be something that we're not. We are forever grateful for everyone here in the Course. If they were on the calls or not on the calls, we send them love and support. And as we move forward, we keep the space for all of our energies and each other's energies in our hearts. Thank you very much. And so it is. Amen. Okay. Thank you, everyone. This is a great class, a great class. I learned so much from all of you. It's you guys are all so unique and so interesting, and I'm always so open to everyone's interpretations of things. And, you know, I make lots of notes of what I learned from everybody. So I feel very humbled and grateful that all of you took this journey with me. So I was going to tell you, too, that there's going to come an email with some other things in it. I think it should come probably in the next 20 minutes or something. So look at that for sure. There's read the whole thing through. There's some things for you in it. And also there's a little survey. If you could take this little survey for me, that would be awesome, about what you learned in the course. And it's pretty quick. Because I do switch the courses. Everything that I do is always based on what people need and what they want too. So I adjust it. So the course that you have has been adjusted so from the last group, so that to make it more better. So if you can do that for me, that would be really, really great. And I want to open up. Is there anyone? Do you guys have any? You know, make sure too, because you're in this course, if you haven't already taken advantage of, you know, you can you get a discount of readings with me, 10%. And then if anyone's doing ongoing coaching with me, that's available to you. So just email me if you're interested in any of that too. Do you guys have any questions for me? Or any final thoughts here?
No, I just want to say I'm so glad I heard you on the Lisa Williams show that day. Because I wouldn't be in this class if I hadn't heard that.
No. I'm glad,
and, yeah, and also it was so great to meet all of you and get to know you.
I agree.
Yeah.
And you too.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Everybody.
What am I going to do on Wednesday mornings now? Oh, it's been wonderful. And you know, the brilliant thing is, Max, with this course, I can keep doing it over and over, and every time it's going to be a different experience because I'm constantly changing. So it's timeless, this course. It's ageless, which is fabulous. So thank you.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Anyone else want to say anything? Okay. I was going to tell you. Oh, thanks, Leo. Thank you. I wanted to tell
you,
too. I'm thinking about doing a special. I don't know what I'm going to call it, but it's going to maybe be a bi-monthly call, sort of like this, that I don't know if you guys might be interested in something like that, but like every fortnight or something, having a different class where it's very much like this, where we'll talk about, just say, maybe 1 week will be about grace. 1 week will be about vulnerability. Another week will be about maybe a very specific angel. Another week will be about, you know, maybe the concept of heaven. I want to do that because I do believe, I do feel that this kind of crosstalk and learning from each other is really important, and to create a group like this is really valuable for me, and I think for students to have the reflection of other students that are doing things like this. So would that be of interest to you guys?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll
let you know, and the other thing about it is I want to make it, maybe it's going to be really affordable. It's not going to be very expensive. So
cool.
Okay. I'll let you know more.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I'm working on all of that right now. So you're all on my newsletter stuff.
Cool. Yeah.
Yes.
So you'll find out more about that.
Okay, everyone. Thank you so much. I love you all.
Thank you.
Love you too.
Take care, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
We'll talk to you all soon. Bye.
Yeah, see you soon. Bye.